Taxes are the single largest budget item for many Americans. We pay taxes that we don't even know we pay. We pay taxes on sales. We pay taxes on property. We pay taxes on capital gains. We pay taxes on estates upon death in many cases. Some states even tax the inheritance that is received. Some people think that not only does all of this change, but it changes to the detriment of the average American. How do you balance a budget? There are two equations. One is revenue, one is expense. So if you want to balance the United States of America's budget so that we don't fall victim to the same debt problems as many of the European countries, what do? You first raise revenue. The only very few ways to raise revenue, one of those being a very healthy, vibrant economy that generates more GDP, which creates more tax revenue. And the other is just to simply take our tax brackets and find ways to raise taxes. So because the Bush era tax cuts, without an act of Congress, meaning if nothing happens, will go higher at this time next year, most people feel that there are going to be some serious tax changes. So with us to kind of muddle through that as well as this tax season is Louis Tomasino. He's a certified public accountant, principal, and owner of his own accountancy firm. Louis, I know that Sunday is also a big day for you to lay low, so I appreciate you dressing up and coming into studio with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me today. I'm very honored to be here today, Ken.
Good. Hey, listen, real quickly, before we get into the whole abstract about tax law changes, and for the very first time, I'm hearing CPAs saying, hey, realize income this year because it's don't defer property tax. Don't defer income. Pay it this year because we don't know what happens next year. And I want to ask your opinion on that. But before that, taxes are something that people are obviously starting to think about. Their 1099s are coming in the mail. The W-2s are coming in the mail. Any just some simple procedural steps to make this tax prep season go a little bit easier for the average American?
Well, I think the Bush tax cuts have stayed in effect for the last couple years. The IRS is focusing on what they call the tax gap, what they feel is what the service feels is not being collected versus what should be collected. So this year, you should really, as a taxpayer, you should really be organized with your documents and have good record keeping, because know that there are going to be the computers at the IRS have new analog type software that they are comparing and looking at things like Schedule C, Schedule A, and Schedule E type income and expenses. Make sure that you have all your records organized and you can substantiate all your deductions, because the chances of being audited for meals, entertainment, travel are greater. So although the tax cuts are still in effect, the compliance issues is the area the IRS is focusing on, and it has generated a lot of income through compliance.
And what I've heard is that actual audits are going up in a pretty measurable way, both what they call the random audit, which is just literally random, and others because of what you're saying, red flags that are triggered, and perhaps that's because of new and improved software that the IRS is using to catch inefficiencies.
That is correct. I mean, the most typical audit is what they call a computerized audit generated through CP2000 is the form. And that is basically the IRS computers matching information such as 1099s, 1099Rs, and something that, and also looking at how a transaction was reported on your tax return. We have seen an increase in the number of inquiries. And knock on wood, 99% of the time that our taxpayer was correct. But it's still a nuisance, and I encourage especially Schedule C sole proprietor businesses to maintain good records, because these analytical computer softwares are getting much better at comparing your industry versus industries in all over the country and what your ratio should be compared to the national standard.
You know, it really comes down, in from what I've seen from the IRS records from last year, your chances of getting audited really are directly related to your income, aren't they?
That's correct. If you're a Schedule C sole proprietor and your income is $100,000 or more gross revenue, you have a 1 in 20 chance of having something on your tax return reviewed, such as travel, meals, entertainment.
And wow, that's high. 1 in 20.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, high percentage.
But again, take away that's the Schedule C, right?
That's Schedule C.
So if you just go somebody who pays just taxes on earned income, files a regular 1040, your odds of being audited really do drop off pretty fast, don't they?
And that's correct. And also, if you are a small corporation, your odds of being audited are much less. However, incorporating in California is somewhat expensive for a small business owner. You know, mm-hmm. you have the annual fee of $800. You have additional administrative costs that involve another tax return and payroll administration. So you have to factor all those costs in. And maybe a sole proprietor cannot afford to be a corporation. Then I encourage them to look at their record keeping, maybe use a simple software bookkeeping system like QuickBooks, and set up a formal accounting system. Mm-hmm. To protect yourself.
I've heard that people that do taxes online, there's been statistics and surveys that do taxes with a software system, actually find quite often that there are errors in what they're preparing. And that's a concern of mine as well. I mean, not only is there an error in what you're preparing, but perhaps you don't even know that there is an error because no one's checking.
That's correct. I mean, I think I look at my practice and I continually to get a number of referrals of individuals using online tax services such as TurboTax. I mean, they don't understand all the idiosyncrasies within certain transactions that they're recording on their tax return, and they're not doing it correctly. So we are oftentimes amending returns where individuals use TurboTax.
Interesting. What role do you play as a tax professional, CPA, in helping people if they do get confronted with the IRS?
Well, IRS problem resolution is a big part of our practice. The biggest, the most important concept is to put a barrier between the Internal Revenue Service or the tax authority and the taxpayer. Hmm. We want the taxpayer to feel relieved. We want them to continue with their business, and that's how we've been successful. We then meet with the IRS agents or FTB agents in our office. We mitigate any circumstances by looking at the records before we meet with the agents, and then we discuss with our taxpayer clients what options are available and what course of action to take. In the meantime, their fear of what's going on goes away, because what we need to do is that, I mean, we don't want them. I've seen people absorb themselves mm-hmm. for months on these issues. And the most successful clients I have who have been in substantial IRS audits, their businesses continue on because they know they can ask us for an update. We're representing them, and they're not meeting with these individual IRS agents or tax attorneys, and we're mitigating all that. So that's the focal point in our office.
It could be all-consuming. I mean, it's like a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And it could consume you.
And mm-hmm. for the layperson, sitting across the table from an IRS representative, a wonderful person probably in all of that, but it's still very intimidating.
It is very intimidating, and getting that letter is very intimidating. And the last thing you want is to spend months taken away from your normal course of life and business and focusing on an IRS audit case. And that is what I've found is the best service we provide to our clients when they become involved with an IRS problem resolution or dispute, is that we make sure that their nerves are calm and their business continues on without any disruption.
Great point. We're going to be talking about this, Ken, a lot more as we get closer to April 15th, of course. But this is one of the things we haven't gotten into. Maybe we can and have Lewis back and talk about the year. As you talk so much about this, doing taxes is not an April 15th an event. It's something that you do all year long.
Absolutely. I mean, here we've already gotten 1 month behind us for 2012, and I'm thinking, what have you done for tax planning?
Yeah.
How have you figured out what you're going to do in regards to legacy planning, capital gains issues, tax control? And I just think that it's absolutely astounding to me that people don't take the opportunity to plan their taxes every year. Preparing taxes is one thing, and really your tax planning needs to be starting years before for the years to come.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Lewis, if they want to find out more information about your practice?
Well, we just launched a new website that is more interactive with our taxpayers in particular, potential clients and existing clients, where we have newsletters, calculators, anywhere from what do you anticipate getting as far as Social Security benefits to, you know, how much insurance I should have for my for life insurance or my business insurance. So that's at www.tomasino-cpa.com.
Tomasino-cpa.com.
Yes.
CPA.
.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Nice job.
Very good. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.